Blog Talk Radio.
So, you're on.
Hello. Happy midweek to everybody. It's your boy, Bridget Taylor. You know, taking the command. Got the lovely as ever, the Rod Ryan shotgun. And the sexy Bree to my left.
In the back seat.
Okay, in the back seat. She's one of those back seat drivers. Anyways, tonight's topic is moving on after a breakup.
I thought it was pick up the pieces.
Well, you know, that tune, you know, the birds I say move it on, because some people have a hard time of picking up the pieces, and some people never do. So one way or another, they have to move on, whether
right,
they accept it, whether they accept it or not, you still have to move to a different place.
You want to tell them where they can join us?
Oh, yeah, you want to join us? I just want to let you know what it's about, but the 760.
683.
I'm asleep, though.
2662.
You can also get at us on Twitter at @amongst_friends. Of course, you can get us on Facebook.
You think extra loud tonight. My mic turned up.
My mic turned
up.
You know, on Facebook.
All I hear is reading. Okay.
Amongst Friends, and of course, the Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. So, again, moving on or picking up the pieces. So for those out there that have broken up with someone or have been broken up with, have you ever found yourself clinging, don't know what to do after it's over with? If so, why? Have you found yourself doubting yourself, blaming you, even if it wasn't your fault? Why do you do that? You know, unfortunately, things end. Regardless of the reason why they end. And I don't know, I'm not saying you have to get over it the next day or the day of, but, you know, if something ended, it probably ended for a reason. And so for those that have a hard time accepting and want the thing back, it's over with, And so things end for a reason. So why? Bree, have you ever, you know, had a rough time after a breakup?
The reason why I had a rough time after, not my last breakup, but the breakup before that, was because he broke up with me over the phone.
Well, he's just a coward. He's just a punk.
Oh, I wanted him dead, trust and believe. But, yeah. So that's why I had a rough time.
You want him dead because he broke up with you? Or because he
over
broke up with you over the phone? So the fact that he broke up with you wasn't a problem. It's the fact of how he did it.
Basically.
Would it have been any better if he sent you an email? Because people have written up through text messages and emails. I guess my question is, did you care that it ended, regardless of how he broke up?
Did I what?
Did you care that it ended, regardless of how he broke up?
No, I was just salty that he broke up with me, like he was the damn prize.
Okay.
Well, have you broken up somebody that just cannot... Just cannot grasp that you all were no longer knighted.
Being much gentle that chair over there.
That's an interesting question. Funny you should ask me that. A couple years ago, we weren't even like together. We were dealing with each other. Excuse the way I'm mumbling. I can't open my mouth very wide. I had some get to work today.
Right.
Okay, so. A couple years ago, I was dealing with this dude that didn't live very close. We'll say that. He lived about 2 hours away. And he expected me to come see him, but when he would come up here, I would have to go get him from his friend's house and take him back at a certain time and all that. It was just too much. And I was like, why can't you drive up here? He's like, well, my car and da 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 da.
He was able to drive to his friend's house, though.
No, he would ride with his friend up here. And it just got to be too much. And he was like, I promise I'm going to come up there. I promise I'm blah, blah. And he just didn't come through on his promises. So I was like, yeah, this is not going to work for me. because you said this, and then this is going on, and blah, blah, blah. So I told him in no uncertain terms what was going on. And I was like, I'm out. Holla. Click. Well, not click, but I pressed the end button on my very large cellular phone. And he called me, like, every day for, like, 3 weeks. Every day. What's wrong? Why you don't ask for me no more? Blah, 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 blah. One time he called me, like, 14 times in one day.
Did you answer 14 times?
No, that's why he kept calling back to back to back. It's like, if you don't leave a daggone message and jump off a bridge somewhere. But when I did answer the phone, I would call him everything but a child of God because he let me. And eventually he stopped calling, but it was just like, it was real. It was extra dramatic for somebody that I wasn't really with like that.
Okay, so but why do you think he took it the way that, I mean, I don't know, you're not a mind reader, but.
You really want to know why he was upset we broke up?
I mean, obviously, you put, yeah, the, you know, the great power of you, you know, obviously, you put it on him, but.
That's the only thing I can think of. That and the fact that he's just crazy. He's crazy. And then they gave him a gun. He's now a sheriff. I was like, so your stalker tendencies didn't come up in your police psychology side?
All right. So there's D-Rob.
You're going to have to repeat the question.
He was about to.
I really was.
Okay.
Messing with what? The man's flow.
Right. So, have you ever taken it hard after a breakup?
Well, I mean, absolutely. This last relationship that I was in, I took it very hard. We kind of discussed that on a couple of what's the names.
Well, it doesn't have to be that particular one, but I'm talking about, like, have you had a problem with accepting something, pick up the pieces, and
being though I am someone who wants to make sure that we are addressing all the issues. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that I am doing my level best at making it work. So if I don't get an opportunity to do so, then I'm gonna have a problem. I'm going to be feeling some kind of way.
So is it more important for you to be heard or to get to the root problem? I know people that just want to talk just so they can say, I got my point across.
No, I want to get to the root of the problem.
So you're the kind of person that will talk things through all night long, not getting any sleep? Oh, we ain't going to sleep till we get to the root of this. Are you that kind of person?
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, I got to go to work. You got to go to work. That doesn't make any sense for us to be up all night. Have there been situations where I may have wanted to talk about whatever was going wrong and they felt like it was an inappropriate time? Absolutely. However, if we're in a lasting, loving relationship, I ain't got to be like, uh-uh, ain't nobody going to bed until we get this solved. No.
What if you wanted to talk about something that was a problem and he didn't see the problem?
What do you do then?
We're going to talk about that. See, because then it's a matter of, are you hearing me now? Do you really hear? What I mean, like, are you okay with me being upset about something? And you're like, well, ain't no problem to me. Because now that's really a problem. So over the course of this relationship, it's going to be a lot of stuff. That ain't no problem. Man, that ain't no problem. Man, that ain't no problem. And then I'm going to be like, you and your problem. All of it.
And the horse you rolled in on. Okay. Well, have you ever doubted yourself? Like your self-esteem took a hit.
Always.
Absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely.
If you did all that you could do, if you talked it out, if you tried, if you exhausted every opportunity, but it just didn't work still. So therefore, you did everything you could possibly do in your power. Why would you feel?
Why wouldn't you feel like that? If you felt like you did everything you could do
and it still didn't work, you'd be
like,
it's
not always you, though. It's not always you. It could be the other person.
Well, see, this is the thing. I was raised to see what my issue was, what I had to do. And if something went wrong, I was raised to look at myself first and see. Yeah. So first thing I'm going to do when shit goes south is, okay, so what could I have done differently, or what, you know, what was my part in this? So that's why I feel like, you know, once it's over, I'm like, okay, what else could I have possibly done? What could I have possibly done? Why am I not enough?
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this one, like I said, we got a very, very special guest in the house. One of the second reincarnation of Moshe. Because
you know we've gone through a couple of people in this
life. My original male co-pilot in this thing, Derek Wilson.
What's going on, man? Just D. What's going on, man?
Oh, my bad.
Right, you giving all his government
names? All that.
All right, so I'm joining this conversation. Let's go. Let's get it popping.
So just the letting go, picking up the pieces, moving on with your life. How hard is it to do if it's hard? How easy is it to do if it is easy?
It depends, in my opinion, on how vested you are in a relationship. Because I've had relationships where I've been wanting to just be like, fuck it. But then the one that was the headbanger sent my ass to goddamn therapy. I'm on laid out on the couch, you know what I'm saying, drinking water with Kleenex and shit. Like, what the fuck is going on? But, like, it depends on really how vested you are, because there are a lot of times where we as people think that it's going to be that easy just to walk away, and it's really not, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people really go through extremes when it comes to love, and it's really not just a black and white cookie cutter type mold thing.
You shaking your head, Bree. What is that?
No, I was saying it's really not. Like, okay. I'm not saying I disagree. No, if I disagreed, I'd be like, hold up. No. It's
well, Bree,
it's
how
really
you
not.
Doing? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. How you doing?
I'm all right.
How you doing?
Well, you know, okay. Nothing's black and white.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's nothing else. Relationships.
Yeah.
Or black and white. So what would cause that person to stand outside your door in the rain just peeking?
Here I sit outside.
Right.
Uh-oh, we're about to have a choir. But depends. It can be
sometimes
the loving.
Sometimes people just be crazy. And
motherfuckers
period.
Can
sometimes
be crazy.
Sometimes people just be crazy. And that's just ain't nothing you can do about it.
But I also think that it could be the way you present the relationship, and then you didn't present it in the correct light. So, like, say I just wanted to have sex with you, but I bunged you up and spoon-fed you all this bullshit just to get to a certain point.
And then I hear you on the phone saying, oh, yeah. It ain't nothing. We cool.
Yeah, we cool.
Who you cool with?
Oh, we straight. Yeah.
Who you cool with?
Who you cool with?
Yeah.
Man, we straight. Yeah. Are we going to the port this weekend?
No. I just want to know.
You know what? We were talking about this the other day. If we having sex, we having sex. If we hanging out, we hanging out. If we hanging out and having sex, we go together. Period. I don't care if you ever, never said it in your whole life. We all together.
No.
That's it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be playing with me.
No,
the crazy
one.
No, not at all. But what I'm saying is, you know, people, like he said, it's all in how you package
right.
stuff.
I right. can be with you and not catch feelings.
Okay,
right.
that's you.
But you all sit there and had a conversation. Yo, it's just this. It's just that. But then you start crossing, then I can see how
right.
you know the you know things can be mixed. But you say it's just sex.
Okay, the way y'all guys are set up, y'all become real possessive. So I could have a conversation with you and say this is how it's gonna be, and then I'd be like, I'm gonna date this dude, and you like, no, that's not gonna work.
Y'all not any less clean. I know some clean-ass women. Especially that D is good. That vitamin
yeah.
D.
Yeah, yeah.
So y'all can join in on a conversation.
At 760-683-2662.
Still asleep, though.
and get us, you know, in amongst friends and amongst friends radio talk show, and of course at amongst underscore friends.
And of course, not intercourse. He did not say intercourse. I promise you, he didn't.
What's on your mind? So I know somebody that, you know, relationship has ended over a year, almost close to a year. Not me or anybody I'm dealing with, but they can't move on. You know, people get out of them, and I know in their mind, you know, I'm gonna hold myself out until this person, until we work it, you know, work it out. If it hasn't happened in that time period,
tell them to buy three cats and just go lock themselves in a room.
Like, but I don't understand that. You know, it's if you haven't gotten a message, and I understand everybody processes things differently, but this person has made no gesture into reaching out to you in that way. If this person even called to see if you're alive.
I know they gonna change their mind.
Yeah, when I'm dead.
Wait till it miss me.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, that's crazy right there. Now that's some next level shit that you just can't let go. Now you need to go lay on the couch with some Kleenex and a bottle of water.
How about this though? Feed this, right? Mm-hmm. I was in a relationship with someone for quite some time for me, because my relationships last like 3 months, and I'm like, you gotta go. So.
That's not hibernation, really.
Okay, like, new season. So I was in a relationship with someone for quite some time, and things just wasn't feeling right. And I was like, yeah, you're losing me. I said that. Those were my exact words. I didn't say, oh, we need to talk about where we're going and how this is going to be involved. No, I said, I looked him in his eye and I said, you're losing me.
Did you say if he'd do something differently that he wouldn't lose you, or you just wasn't feeling it anymore?
Take initiative, nigga.
I said you're losing me. And that's exactly what it was. I realized I had gotten to a point where I realized I was carrying a relationship. If I didn't ask, are you going to do A, B, and C, and I just left it wide open to see if he was going to do it, it wouldn't get done. Like, you know, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm all about going to church and blah, 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 blah. So I asked him on Sunday, you coming to church? Oh, yeah, let me get up. Oh, I'm about to leave in such and such amount of time. And then he would get up and get dressed. So after a while, I stopped asking if he was going to church. Guess who stopped going? Guess who stopped? I was like, okay. So just little stuff. After a while, I was just like, I'm not even going to ask. I'm going to see what happens. And so I was like, if I'm not pushing... He ain't moving. And I was like, yeah, this is bull, so I'm not into this. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life dragging some man behind me. You know, he wanted to go, but he just didn't have no initiative to do it on his own.
Have expectations for that relationship, or was it just you all just met off the strength of...
We had known each other for quite some time.
Quite some time.
It wasn't like this is some dude that I was like, oh, this is my pet project. I'm going to put a suit on him
so
and
y'all
make him a businessman.
And then try to switch it over to a relationship?
I don't even want to get into all that.
Okay.
Okay, so, I mean, not to dismiss you, but that's done.
That's
a long story. But, so, I said, in no uncertain terms, you're losing me. Looked him in his face, and I could see he was a little hurt, but I was like, okay, now what is he going to do? Now that I haven't said, I need you to do this, I need you to do that, I need you to do blah, 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 because when I told you that's what I need you to do, sometimes you still wouldn't do it. So I'm going to just see what you do on your own. He wasn't really doing much, and I was like, well, maybe we should go to couples counseling. That's just somebody sitting between us telling us what the other one just said.
You suggested that for 3 months?
Hmm?
You suggested couples?
No. We have been together for quite some time.
Gotcha.
Years.
Okay.
So I suggested couples counseling, and he was like, that's just somebody sitting between us telling us what the other person is saying. I was like, okay. Now, mind you, I'm in school to be a mental health counselor, so he doesn't even respect what I'm about to go into.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So when we finally break up, because I was like, yeah, I need my space, and I asked him to leave. When we finally break up, then he goes to counseling. On his own. I'm like, really? Seriously? Like, for real, now counseling is important because your feelings are hurt? When my feelings was hurt, we didn't need counseling. But now that your feelings are hurt, you know, now we need counseling. So, to me, that was just like, you weren't even in tune to the relationship because the fact that I was hurting didn't even bother you until you two were hurting. And the only reason you were hurting is because I took my hands off the relationship.
Yeah.
I was like, this is too much. I can't do it. What was he saying? I'm sorry, what was the question? What was the question? So, yeah. Basically, all I'm saying is, like, people don't realize... I guess it's one of those you never miss the water till the well runs dry. And then when the well ran dry, he acted like I was the one that emptied it. I was like, you had plenty of time to dig another well or to do something else, and you didn't. So now that the well is dry, and I'm like, yeah, I'm over this. And then I'm the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? Because I took my hands off of it. I let you guide it. You crashed the shit. It was on fire. I climbed out, and you were still sitting there like, well, maybe the police will come with a fire truck. You know what I'm saying? Nope. I ain't calling 911. I'm gone.
Well, okay, which brings me to my next question. Have you or somebody you've been with been at fault, been the reason of the breakup and couldn't move on? Like whether you cheated on somebody or just took somebody for granted. And when it's over with, have you had a hard time moving on? Or has it happened to you?
Both.
I guess, okay, so tell me the perspective from both sides then.
I've been the one that's been a cheater and had a hard time letting go.
Cheers.
And I've been the one that is on the other side of the fence. But, like, with me, I hate breaking up with people. So it's like I will just try my best to...
push them away first?
Yeah, I like a chick. I'm just like, okay, let me just stop calling as much. Maybe stop being available as much. Because I don't like being that guy that's like, look, I'm just not interested in you no more. I mean, I know I can be that upfront if I need to, but I'd rather just start slowly and let her, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but if you were at fault, especially cheated, why was it hard for you to move on?
Because I didn't, speaking from a man perspective, I'm not cheating because I'm in love with somebody else. It's just a physical thing where it's just like, okay, you know what? Maybe I had too much to drink. Maybe... Shorty was just got me on the right day. Yeah, but it's not like I have that same attachment to her.
To me, thank you.
I don't have that same attachment to her that I have with my girl, but it's just like on that given moment at that given time.
Then you ain't got no attachment to your girl.
No. Yeah, right I do. Here. Yeah, I do. My penis doesn't think what my heart does. It has a mind of its own. Well, it had a mind of its own. You know what I'm saying? In my younger day. You know what I'm saying? We older now. But I'm just saying, you talk about...
We more control now.
Yeah, we talk about previous circumstances.
Yeah, you speak French, too.
We talk... Like, especially college days. Boy, I had fun. That's all I can say.
That's what college is for.
Yeah, but I was in a relationship.
People came to college, with high school boyfriends and girlfriends, and I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I ever seen in my whole life.
Right.
This is 4 years with all new people.
Yeah.
Get that.
And you living on campus with these motherfuckers, and you ain't seeing your youngin', you know what I'm saying,
and
like that.
Your person in school in a different state?
Yep. That's how I go. That's how I went.
Criswell Dormitories at University of Georgia. We used to call it
visitation gallery every time.
We used to call it the Carver. Anyways,
yeah.
I digress. So let's see. The RZA. From a clinical aspect.
Clinical?
Psychological. Sorry. What's happening?
From a clinical or a psychological.
That's supposed to be charming.
How about y'all call in at 760-683-2662. Hit us up on Twitter, amongst_friends. Let the hashtag be picking up the pieces. Let us know. Let us know you're out there and you're talking to us. We got videos being posted.
Mark Sonia, that's weird.
Just join us for the conversation. 760-683-2662. When you dial in, press 1 to let us know that you want to talk.
Holla.
All right. I don't remember what y'all was talking about. I'm trying to do some things over here.
Have you been the reason of a breakup and couldn't move on? And why, if not, why do you think people that have done wrong can't move on? Can't set those over with? Especially guilt. With the things that caused it.
Well, she was just saying, guilt is one part. And another thing, what's the old saying? Old devils are better than new devils.
The devil you don't know.
Right. So I'd rather deal with the nonsense that's currently present than to start all over and have to deal with new issues and dramas and stuff like that.
And that's the crutch that always fucks people up all the time. Scared of change?
Scared to change.
And always going back to what they're comfortable with.
Right.
It's
I don't want to be
miserable.
I don't want to be hurt. I want to be hurt again.
But you all are hurting each other every day and every time
make
y'all interact.
So
you
don't
want to
hurt
make
again, but you want to say
another person
hurting.
Miserable.
I don't
want to
hurt.
Make another person miserable because you too lazy or scared to let somebody go. That is some of the most hurtful stuff that you can
exactly.
do to a person. You claim to love that person, and you hurting them every day that you making them hold on to your sorry.
Call it out.
But, I mean, like, people are very selfish.
True.
People are extremely selfish, no matter how much they try to say, oh, I did this for them and I did that. Yeah, but why? If you was just going to turn around and cheat on them? Or why if all you were going to do is throw it back in their face as soon as they had a complaint?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's the point in you doing all of that if my ex
held on to me till she was interested in somebody else.
Mm.
And when I tell you it was crazy because it was so many times I tried to break up. I mean, for 2 years straight, I had broke up with her. And she was chasing me every single day. But it was like we weren't even separated because we were still doing what grown folks do all the time, you know?
Hey, hold up. I'm sorry. One of our listeners, we were asking a question, are you listening? How long did it take you to get over your ex?
And she said
a couple of years or sometimes a couple of minutes. LOL. Why you nosy? Because we want to know.
And that's tonight's topic. You heard me say that at the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to point out she was asking why we was nosy.
Well,
call her out. Shit.
Or how about she call in?
Yes. So
763. What's her name? I'll call her out.
2662. What
we looking at? All right, so
Tong, sweetie, you need to call in, sweetheart, because we want to hear how it took you a couple minutes to get over somebody.
Well, she just got out of bed.
Oh.
Oh.
They're going to do the thing. Is that the little joker? This ain't joker deuce with this hand right. All right.
So let's say after the relationship is over with and in the process of doing what people do. Because people, you know, assess themselves and do pick up the pieces and move on.
And sometimes they just do dumb stuff.
Uh-oh.
I was like, what's the stupidest thing I could do right now? Oh, let me have sex with this piece of crap person over here.
Oh,
that sounds like a great idea.
Oh, they're going
to
be on give back.
Not even on give back. Just on alert. Bored and lonely.
So you didn't do it with the intentions of your ex finding out. You just did it because you were literally bored and lonely.
Yeah, they said the right thing at the right time.
That goes to my point that I said before. When I said, well, men, we don't, a lot of times, in my younger days, I'm going to say, heyday, because y'all not about to grill me right now. Back in the day, we used to think what's downstairs versus
I mean, but it was somebody that I knew. They came along. We were friends for a couple months before anything even happened. But it was like a constant thing. Like he worked hard at it. He did.
So you crossed the friend zone.
Hell yeah! Let me tell you something.
You know what?
Equal opportunity offender.
A lot of women say they do not.
No, Look, man, life is too short. I don't like what if.
I like that. I like that commentary. Because a lot of women always say that once a guy's in the friend zone, they don't want to mess up their friendship.
First of all, I'm friend zone Franny over here, okay?
Okay.
I get friend zoned even when I don't even think we friends. And I'm in the friend zone. I'm like, nigga, I don't even know you like that.
You,
like,
you got
made me a, oh, that's my little sister. Who is you?
Yeah.
But, you know, story of my life, c'est la vie. So it don't matter to me. I've had sex with all my male friends. Huh? What? Who said that? That's crazy. That is crazy.
That's true.
No, but like, no, but seriously. Yeah, I don't.
So being as though we're expecting a snowstorm, do you got a male friend that...
Oh,
I don't do
snowing because I will put your ass out in the snow. If you get on my nerves, I don't
but see
do that.
that's the friend zone. That's the friend that zone because it ain't no difficulties and it's not fucking up anything. It's just like, look, you know what
something.
You here for.
Let me tell you something. Me and my dog gonna be in the house chilling, watching DVR.
You know, you saw that. Get you a bottle or something and get you some porn and that's all.
That's it.
Porn.
Hey, you keep the other person from messing things up. And you got a bottle, whatever you drink on.
Hey.
What are we talking about here?
D-Rob. Well, what you got going on? Did you involved you in the friend zone? Is there a friend zone for you?
No, you forgot D Rob likes cuddling.
I know.
We talked about that.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, like, is there a defined line between...
What you doing tonight?
Oh, you know, it's the show at 4 a.m. Let me just go home and run the grocery store, put some stuff in. And we on for tomorrow. Yeah, but nah. But, like, is there an area that you won't cross with certain friends or...
I'll say this. In my younger days, this is totally different now. If you were under 5'9", you were automatically friend zoned. Like, I can't see you. Like, there would be guys that would be uber attractive to other people, and I'd be like, no, he's short.
You racist.
How is that racist?
But she don't believe in mixing either. She told me I had to stick to short men because I'm short.
Absolutely.
She said 6'4" is it. 6'2" is a no-go because those 2 inches make her think that 6'4" can look
like
that.
Wait. D-Rob said that?
Yes. She said I can't give somebody under 6'4", even if they're 6'2", because in my mind, those 2 inches taller than 6'2", he can look at my ass. 6'2" probably gets the ass whooped. That's basically what she said.
Wow.
Wait, what?
You remember we were talking, somehow we got on a height, and he was like 6'4". I said, what about me? I said, I'm 6'2". He said, well, I'm still looking in your eye with heels on. He said, 6'4", just give me that level of comfort.
Well, it does.
Okay, but...
I mean, because I can be in my heels, and he still be taller than me. But at 6'2", nigga, I'm looking you straight in your eye.
You know what's funny? I'm 5'9" and 3/4". Remember, I told you I'm going to give my 3/4". But, like, women don't call me short. Yeah. Even when they wear heels, like me and you, about the same height. But even if you put on heels, you're going to be taller than me.
Absolutely.
But so, I've never appeared as short since like the 9th grade. Like when I had that growth for a 10th grade, it was I didn't have an issue with this.
Well, 5'9" is average for a man.
All right, so why you knocking me then?
Because I'm taller.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
But I'm taller.
But you can't knock.
And
me.
That whole. Listen,
don't
ain't gonna
buy a listen.
Don't knock
sir,
the
hustle. Listen,
all I'm saying is, for that same, for whoever that person is who said you're the same size when you're laying down, you're a lie.
Did you get 12, 13, 14?
It's a lie. Huh?
You get 12, 13, 14?
It's past.
And we made it happen.
It's past.
We made it happen.
Would you want 6'4" and 3 inches, 5'9" and 8 or 9 inches?
What? Huh? Wait, what?
Would you want 6'4"?
Uh-huh.
And say 4 inches.
That's the devil.
And then be complaining because he
that's
can't
the devil.
Right.
Hey,
or if he beats 6'4",
he'd
be short.
Listen.
In other words.
How long is your tongue?
Ma'am.
He's talking about 4 inches. I'm just saying.
No,
you can do some things.
I ain't got nothing to do with what we got going on down there.
But he was talking about inches. What am I supposed to do? Not comment on it?
Oh, I ain't hear that. I ain't hear that part.
He just said 6'4" and 4 inches.
Oh. You know what?
That's because somebody's talking.
He said 6'4" and 4 inches. I just heard the 6'4" like, because I'm like 6'4". Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard.
So yeah. Let's say, would you want somebody tall with short other areas or someone short in other areas?
When I tell you, tell me how long your tongue is.
I've never measured it.
All I'm saying is,
how long is your tongue?
If it was 2 inches, guess what? It can be put to use.
Okay.
Understand.
But my whole thing is, are you guaranteeing that you Stella in the bedroom, being as though everybody has to add all
these
credentials?
See how he even derailed this sucker?
You know what I'm saying?
We're talking about breaking up and putting the pieces, and he's talking.
Brie.
How you gonna talk about? Am I able to handle it in the bedroom? Listen, we was talking about picking up the pieces.
Hold on.
Ain't got no problem.
So we back to Brie now.
Okay.
Because you know what I'm saying? Because me and you know how we go.
Because we'll keep going. I'll be like, yeah.
We will.
Let's get back on track.
All right. Pick up the pieces, Brie. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm sorry. Why are
you leaving me? Because you know what I'm saying? I just feel as though I just derailed your whole conversation that you were having. So I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I'm giving it, turning it back over.
Okay. No, so. Back to some seriousness. On average, if there's an average, how long does it take, D-Rob? How long does it take you? Are you over the past one that you alluded to on the radio? Or are you still working through that?
No.
What?
That was just deep.
I need you to mind your business. You don't
live
longer
that way,
like
right?
That. You don't know me like that.
You live longer that way, right?
Listen, there are good days and bad days. The days that, like, I'm going to be snowed in by myself, and I'm thinking, well, gosh darn, it'd be easier if I could pick up the phone and say, yo, what's up? Let's make this work. But I'm not doing dumb shit anymore. So, yeah, I'm over it.
So when you say
it took me a minute.
Bad days.
The holidays was bad as hell. It was real bad. But we're over it.
So, how much self-reflection do you do?
I do a lot, but I do that throughout the whole relationship.
Right.
I'm doing a whole bunch of, you know, am I really being selfish right now? Am I pissed off at work and I'm taking it out on him? You know, so whenever we would get into arguments, I would kind of stop and try and do, okay, like, so what's going on here? Like, am I lashing out at him because I'm upset at something else? Or, you know, are we not...
Hurt people.
What are we doing? So I do a lot of self-reflection. And then after we broke up, it was me replaying everything that went on in the relationship where I was saying a lot of the time, that was dumb as hell, Deidre. Why did you do that?
Did you
saw the red flag.
Did you feel you're a better person? Like whenever you
move
on?
Yeah, because there's certain shit I won't be doing
okay.
No more.
So you feel like whenever you're ready... So whenever you find somebody, you are ready to get a relationship again.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you'll be better equipped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a lot of shit I won't be doing in 2015.
No anal
sex? Say what you said?
No anal.
No! Why you keep trying to put anal sex on me? No, me, no! Ray, why does he keep trying to mess with my back end?
I don't tell him I ever mentioned anal sex.
I can't even. Okay.
That's the only time I ever mentioned it. I'm saying certain things she's not going to be doing anymore.
Said.
I just figured. That's what she said.
Right. I'm not going to be doing that. Are we going to continue on with that, Kay?
No,
what I'm saying is in a couple of my relationships, there would be times where I would kind of dummy down myself or put how I felt to the side for sake of the relationship. Like, it'll be all right. It'll balance itself out, and it never did.
You know, the last time we had a show, we spoke about giving of yourself, giving away some of yourself. You feel like you've done that?
Say that what?
You feel like you did that? Like were you dumb it down, and you did you feel like you kind of gave away some of yourself? What makes you you?
Oh, absolutely. Like, even when my mom came up to meet him and all of this kind of stuff, you know, and I was doing certain things, and she was like, who the hell is that?
That's not my daughter.
Exactly. I mean, and she literally said, she was like, that's not my daughter. What's going on with you? Like, what happened that it's like you've lost yourself? Like, what's going on? This is not who I raised you to be. So, yeah, I do that. And now I'm saying in this new year, it's not happening again. Well, either you like it or you don't. Two tears in a bucket, fuck it, I'm out.
You know, and that goes back.
So I have a question. Was it based on, and you know, your mom knows you, of course, better than anybody in here, but was it based on the fact that you were compromising more or that you were giving away of yourself more?
I don't think I was settling, because I believe that he had a lot to bring to the table. However, there was a lot of things that were going on in his life that had nothing to do with me, that was sort of like that white noise for him, and it was very loud. And so, what'd you say, girl? And so that white noise had a significant amount of effect on our relationship. And so because I was trying to be considerate, I was like, okay, that's not an issue. It was really an issue. If I was really being who I am, who everyone knows me to be, right, it's an issue. But I was like, no, it's not a big deal. You know, it'll balance itself out. Once he gets himself together, then he'll realize that there were certain sacrifices that I'm making or passes that I'm giving him because I'm trying to be considerate. And it just went the other direction. It was just like, no, you was doing this at the beginning, so I'm going to need you to continue on with that,
gotcha,
whether I got it together or not. And I was like, you know what?
That's
not going to work.
Gotcha.
It's that whole, whatever you start doing in the beginning, you need to keep doing throughout.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to be considerate of you unless you put yourself first.
Well, you know, that goes back to a original question I asked. You had your mother to point out that.
Well, my friends were pointing it out, too. And even in those moments in the night when I'm sitting there like, did this shit just happen? I'm saying to myself, you know, this ain't you. This ain't. When I was knocking on old girl's door talking about, tell XYZ to come out.
Because
I didn't say all that. Because he need to give me my keys. In that moment, like even standing there, knocking on the door, heart beating really fast, I'm saying to myself, you're not this chick. This is not you.
Okay, so what do you say to that person that...
I want to say that I applaud you.
You applaud me.
No, because seriously, you completely lost yourself in a relationship.
I did.
So now you know what not to do.
I'm not doing it. I wouldn't give up that rat. Listen, if you want to be with her, tell your ass. Go ahead. I'm good.
You had to learn it.
I'm good.
You had to learn it. So now.
But I knew that before.
I know, but you had never experienced it.
Because who does that?
Because my whole thing is, now you can give this advice wholeheartedly to somebody versus you just seeing it on waiting to exhale or X, Y, and Z. Like, you actually been
there. I can say, you know what? I was that dumbass chick.
Okay, that brings me to a question, right? You know, in every Anthony Hamilton song, the chick don't cheat on him, but he still won her back. He still won her
left
back.
Him.
Right?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, some women that are, you know, domestic abuse victims with a black eye, oh, but I love him. They gave themselves away. So what do you say to a person like that?
They gave themselves. Wait, what?
They compromised. They gave themselves what makes them away.
Right.
So how do you
how do you
I
get it back?
They gave the person that they knew at that point in time away. But like you, everything is I take it as a lesson learned. growth experience.
I think that's a bunch of bull. This whole, you know what I got from the relationship? I got a lesson.
You said you got a
lesson? Oh,
you did.
Yeah, I got a lesson.
You did.
You know? So it wasn't a bad relationship because
I
learned from it.
No, that's not what they're saying.
Yeah.
What they're saying is, that's like if you're driving down the street and you run into some black ice and you spin out and you hit a tree. You're like,
I know,
oh,
next time stay
next
my ass at home.
I'm going to swerve away from that spot.
Yeah. Well, don't go out.
That's not bull. That if you don't.
Yeah, I think if you don't experience it firsthand, then you really...
You can't say what you won't do.
Exactly.
You absolutely cannot say what you won't do.
Because we've all been in those situations where it's just like, I'm never going to do it. You look at somebody else, you like...
Not to bring the conversation down, but the prime example is, I know a lot of people that when we have the conversation about abortion, oh, I would never get an abortion. And three of those people that said that have had to get one for different circumstances over their life.
Yeah.
So you can't say what you won't do or what you're not going to do or what you're not, oh, he better not do this and I'm not going to do that until you're in that situation. But once you're in that situation, you're like,
it's real life.
I never thought that
it's
I would
real
do,
life
do
at
that.
Point
I never
time.
Thought that I would get here.
Yeah.
And I had that last year was like, I didn't think anything was wrong until I came out of it. And I was like, I will never do that bullshit again. Like,
never.
Ever.
Yeah. But you came
ever
out of a fresh
life.
Person based on the experience.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like, you're going through these circumstances. I mean, it's not permanent, but it's also something that you can take away from it.
Everything's a learning experience, right? So why would you say...
Why would we say what?
I was like,
All right, so after you accept it.
If you choose to accept it.
You have to choose to accept it.
No, because it goes back to the initial question, picking up the pieces. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people.
I ain't got to accept nothing. You're going to be mine forever.
Yeah. So if you choose to accept the challenge. Now, go ahead.
What do you do next? How long do you keep yourself off the market? How long?
I don't think there's a time limit on how long
no,
you...
There's no scientific
you,
thing behind
you
it.
Keep yourself off. I would say... if you broke it off or if he broke it off, then you need to do certain things, but it really doesn't matter. I really believe... that you need to delete all numbers, emails, everything.
Delete it. Paper self-destructing.
I'm on springboard.
Because if you, especially if you didn't want to end the relationship,
mm-hmm.
and you're having to accept the fact that they've moved on and gone on, you deleting it because there's a many nights. Or after a couple of happy hours, where I'm
is
feeling just a little bit.
Is that why you started a whole new Facebook page and then friended all my friends but didn't friend me?
What D. Rob was saying, I think that's the start of it. But
that's the start.
The healing point is when you get to that point where you're not losing as much sleep as night. You waking up every day and they're not on your mind anymore. When you get to that point that they are no longer something that can be a subjective detriment to a new relationship, then that's when you should move on. Because I don't believe in opening up new doors before I close the previous one. Because, I mean,
and
like...
nail that bitch shut.
Yeah, okay. Nail it shut. Because, like, it could be any given time, like D-Rob was saying or Bree is saying, that it could be that night you at home and your girl hit your phone. Now, you didn't... Prime example. I'm going to tell y'all this true story. A couple weeks ago, one of my best friends, he's been trying to get back with his ex-girlfriend for about the past 3 years, right?
3 years?
Let it go! She said, quote unquote, she was over him. She done put the nail in the door and all this other stuff, X, Y, and Z. Now, even in the interim time of him trying to get back with her, she wouldn't even accept his phone calls. Well, this one particular night, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, she missed him. So she calls my best, she calls me to get my boy's number. Talk about some, okay, can I get his number? So I'm like, okay, so I gave her the number, and I told him.
Before you gave him the number or after?
No, I knew that he wanted to talk to her. Like, that's all he's been talking about. You know what I'm saying? But I knew that in her mind, she had said that it was done.
Right.
And over the past 3 years, he has been trying to get back to her. He's been reaching out. So I knew that he wants, well, look. He had started to move on, was date, on actual date with a girl at this point in time that night. She called him, his ex. He ended the date right then and there, drove the girl home. Now, she's pissed, right?
Because, imagine that. Wow,
because his ex, that he swore to her he was over, then called him and said, I need you right now. So he drops everything. Drops her off. Drives to
wherever.
His ex-girl's house, right? That whole night, it was romance in the stone. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. It was in his mind.
I think he meant to say the bone. Go ahead.
No, they ain't had sex. The whole thing was, it was just them.
Reconnecting.
Yeah, reconnected and cuddling and all this other stuff. Like, to the point that he woke up the next morning thinking, oh my God, like, we about to get back. Like, he was on the standpoint of, look, if she says that we back together, I'm taking her to Justice of the Peace next weekend and we getting married. You know what I'm saying? Sort of shit, right?
And she said,
what she said was, it was the biggest mistake she ever made, because she was just feeling vulnerable at that point in time. And she knew that was the one person that she could.
And now he hates all bitches, right?
No, but this is the caveat to it. So now, after that, I told him, I said, well, listen, you just need to be straight up with her and just tell her X, Y, and Z. And I said, and matter of fact, when you call her this time, you just listen. Don't even say nothing. Like, let her vent to you why she hates you so much.
Well, we got
to
call her.
Oh, we got to call her? Go ahead.
We're going to bring
up. Yo!
Call her. You're on the air.
Ebony, what we doing tonight?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
You sound good with the phone.
Sir.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay, I apologize. My 2-year-old was like talking, so I'm like trying to really hear y'all. I just want to say, as far as I was half listening again because my young one, he just fell asleep, but from what I gathered, it was the topic is dating, you know, basically below or beneath you and kind of dumbing yourself down and just kind of being in relationships that you know damn well you shouldn't be in. Am I correct?
Well, that was what Dee was talking about at one point. We're talking about breaking up, but she's talking about breaking up with somebody after you've dumbed yourself. Dee was specifically talking about dumbing yourself down after you break up and realizing you dumbed yourself down to be with that person.
Yeah, we're talking about picking up the pieces, and Dee just saying how what contributed to the demise of hers was her.
What's your comment? Because we get derailed all the time.
Okay, we all over the place.
I'm like, I was trying to follow y'all, but, I mean, you know, what I want to say is I used to be the queen of dumbing myself down or just being with these no good, do I have to censor my curse words before I start being talking?
Absolutely not.
No, this is the most friends
okay,
over
good.
Here.
They fuck
these
if you
no
want to.
Ass niggas now. I'll be 35. And I am recently divorced, even though I was separated for 2 years. And that relationship, even though, you know, he's a good father, he was not for me at all. And at the time when I got with him, it was out of boredom, and loneliness.
You and married him before you were born?
I started to associate with him out of boredom and loneliness to, you know, to have that male companionship.
Got you.
I guess my question is your previous relationship before then, other than you being bored and lonely, was it hard for you to pick up the pieces? Was it hard for you to move on from the previous relationship, and this person just came along, was able to give you the comfort that you needed?
Yeah, I was with a person for a couple of years that I thought we were going to get married. You know, our relationship was pretty, we had a pretty decent relationship. We had a wonderful-ass relationship, but it boiled down to he wasn't ready, and I was being, I wish I would have waited. You know, he wasn't really ready at that point to settle down because, you know, certain things that he was trying to finish his degree and, you know, just little things that when I look back on it, I should have waited, you know, but I didn't. So,
well, let me ask you this, Ebony. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So, being as though you are now recently divorced and everything, is that person that you wish you had waited on, are they still available?
I believe he is. We're friends. We're associates. We're not friends.
So why don't you take a second chance at it?
Come on, man. You can't keep hustling backwards.
That's going to go to another thing, right? Because, hold on, what you want? Get out. I'm on the phone.
She never gave her a chance.
That goes to something else. Right now, I am single, and I feel like it's best for me to be single because I'm not picking the right men. I'm getting into relationships for the wrong reason. Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Is it because, why do you think you picked the wrong men? It's because you have a hard time in moving on
because
from previous relationships?
I did not have good examples of what a decent man was or what a good man was. That's part of the reason. And I don't think I was looking at the right thing, you know, as far as long term, what I really wanted long term. I think I was looking at just the right, you know, right now.
Well, any guy that you are dating, are they trying to be a provider and a father of your kids right now? Like, you know, are they willing to step up to that plate? That would be the first thing.
And that's where it's complicated at because I don't date anymore. Let me tell you, I don't date, I don't fuck, I don't kiss, I don't do shit no more. I don't deal with men at all anymore, and it's been away for almost a year.
No, the way she's doing it is good because, like, you don't, like, she's saying, she says she's not ready.
Okay, so,
but she didn't say she wasn't ready.
It's because
said
you're not ready
said.
Or you're still healing.
She said she ain't found some dude.
No, did you? I'm sorry, Evan.
I'm not looking for any. Now, I did recently go out with somebody.
Okay.
You know, but I explained to them. Well, let me tell you what happened with that. When I explained how my lifestyle is now, I didn't get a phone call.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, after that,
it
was like, oh, she not fucking? Like, she ain't, you know what I mean? Well,
you don't want
to talk
about
it.
Okay, I guess I can't
come over the house, you know, so, yeah, that was pretty much the end of that. I mean, I got my meal, I got my drink, and, I mean, I kept it moving. It was okay.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with no dude that's just putting that out there like that anyway.
But is you not doing anything because it's part of your healing process, or have you healed? And you just like, I'm just not doing anything at all. And for how much longer is that going to go on?
Until I feel ready. I can't put
exactly.
a time frame
okay.
on it. I just
and you know
feel...
what? Ebony, and this is just deep saying, if you want to, and I'm going to tell you this, counseling was the best thing that happened to me. And I know that it sounds cliche. And a lot of us African-Americans, we think we take everything to God in prayer. And we can. But, I mean, like, he put a lot of people down here to help us through situations, you know what I'm saying, that had that mind power and just different, what's the word I'm trying to look for, Breeza? Therapy or therapeutic nuances to help us through things that had helped me when I was going through. So, I mean, it could be something in...
So, wait, can I ask the question?
Yeah.
How long were you married?
I was married. I got married in 2010, and my divorce was final January 14th of 2015. But we were separated.
Amen. Congratulations.
For...
Congratulations. Huh? Did you have a party?
You said what?
Did you have a party?
Party. Did you have a what?
A party.
I don't think a party is necessary.
No, a lot of parties.
The question mark at the end?
Yeah, no, because we have been separated for so damn long, it just felt like I was already divorced. You know what I mean? So it wasn't big hoopla, hoopy-doo. You know, it was just like, let me take my ass to court and get this shit, you know, finalized. You know, because it's been 2 years. He moved to his home state. You know, we see each other every, like, actually, we saw each other frequently because we have a child together. So, but we weren't living together. Now he's living in the same state, almost 300 miles away. So, I mean, it felt like we were already divorced, but
okay,
you know,
this is my
really
question.
Weren't.
And my co-hosts can probably chime in because they probably can give advice or tidbits off of this. Now, you said that you started dating him because you were bored, right?
Everyone.
My ex-husband?
Yes.
Right. It was
more or less
I wanted male companionship.
So what took that bored and lonely to you thinking that you were in love, that you were...
I ain't heard her say she was in love.
She married the dude.
Exactly. Bingo. But no.
That's why we got the co-host here, because that's why I'm saying.
She said he was bored and alone and needed male companionship.
That's why we got the...
So the whole time you're married, you never loved him?
All the time?
No. I did love him. You know, he was a good.
Someone that treats you well. You ain't got
an okay husband. You
love,
know, I did love him. I love what he did for. What did you say?
I said love.
Yeah, I loved him. I love what he did for the family. And I loved how he was a hard worker. I loved how, you know, there's certain things about him that I loved, but there were also some things about him that I hated. That reminded me of how I grew up, you know, how my mother was, how he, you know, he had some addiction, you know, issues with certain addictions. And
D-Rob has a question.
She's getting serious. She's talking about he had an addiction.
That's one of the things she went about. He had an addiction.
Addiction?
Yeah. No, we're just playing.
You had a little sidetrack. Sorry. She heard dick and she just ran with it.
I didn't hear dick. That's
okay, but that's something serious that you can talk to, like, somebody who's like, I mean, you can vent and rap to us all day long, but like, for you to get serious, you know what I'm saying, healing, you know, I would suggest, I mean, even if you want to leave your information, I can recommend somebody you can talk to who is great for me.
I feel like I've already done that because, I mean, this is the process, you know. I mean, the whole counseling thing, and then, you know, I had spiritual counseling. I mean, that's been done. I feel like right now I'm good. Like, I really feel I'm happy. I'm truly happy. And I'm telling you, my life right now, there's nothing that I don't have or that's lacking in my life right now. And I really feel good. You know, it's been times before where I didn't feel this way, where I felt like something was missing. I don't feel it anymore.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's why when people ask me, well, how long are you planning on not being with? I don't have a plan. I have a my plan right now was to focus on me, my children, you know, my bank account, you know, just certain things like that. Me building myself up. And then, I mean, me doing that, I have no complaints. I have no complaints right now at all.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
No, but seriously, I commend you for being in a space where you can honestly say that you're good with where you are, and you honestly don't. Because a lot of people, some people just can't even be by themselves. They be like, I'll be all right. Yeah, and then, you know,
a week later.
Then 2 weeks later, they up underneath somebody else. And it's like, did you even think about
guilty
the last
of that.
Time?
I have been guilty of that. And it's a cycle. And then, you know, it's like you have that high and that low. And it don't feel good when you get to that low. So, no, I've been there. You know, I mean, I've been rocking y'all all day. I have stories to tell. But
Jordan, that's
time, and because I don't want to get too graphic with things, because I mean I can get really real, but you know, I mean, Ebony has been through some shit.
We have our information, right? You know, the Twitter information. You have that? You can you know, send us a DM on Twitter. You can send us a direct message also in the Facebook group too.
You can also just say it on
the air.
Yeah, I mean,
if you want to just vote, friends.
If you don't, you can get us at amongst_friends on Twitter. Of course, you know, we're in Amongst Friends radio talk show on Facebook, and you can send us a private message, and, you know, one of us will see it, and, of course, the Amongst Friends group itself.
Wait, we like new topics.
Yeah, so send them.
Well, how about this? Let me just put this. Put this disclaimer out now. You know, I'm very open. You know, nothing in my past is a secret. You know, not to me. I'm not ashamed or anything. So, I mean, just letting y'all know, when that inbox go off and y'all see my name, Ebony Wong can come up. Just know it's going to be a deep story.
Right.
We love you already. You're going to bring the ratings up.
Well, thank you, y'all.
And I'm sorry, I have to go. Empire is on, and I'm missing my show.
So, you know what? I got it on DVR.
Yeah.
I can't wait. All right, you have a good evening. Thank you.
And don't you post nothing on Facebook.
Y'all have a good night.
All right. Goodbye.
All right, bye.
All right.
Yes, we appreciate our callers and our listeners. You can continue to call in and talk about the conversation at 760-683-2662.
I remember this time.
Of course, like I was telling Edmund, you know.
Well, let's go back to what she said. Picking up the pieces, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Cookie and what's the...
Terrence Howell makes my skin crawl. That's number one.
But people do feel that way in real life, though.
Yeah.
17 years later. Wow, yeah. he played on that part, though.
And she's still holding on.
No. What you're not about to do is put this on Cookie, okay?
Uh-oh.
Cookie took the beef for him.
Yeah, she did.
And he was like, thanks, holla, and moved on. So then when she came out and he felt like, oh, I don't owe you nothing, what? Oh, hell no, I'd have burned that bitch to
the
ground.
Does he owe her his heart, though?
Absolutely.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with
you. Does he owe her love or being in love? Like
exactly.
You said, it's a difference.
You owe me everything.
He don't even, half the time he don't even respect her as if she's not the reason he got where he is.
I'm sure
is.
He loves her, but I'm not sure he's in love with her.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, like,
I done gave you
three babies,
and
17
and
years
and
of
I
my life.
Took this charge for you.
Yeah.
Excuse me, three talented children, all three of the kids,
and you making talented. Money off of them.
He is talented.
He's very educated. What you talking about?
He is. When he on his medication, he is on it.
You telling him to pick his wife out?
That was their agreement.
Yeah, she's in it. Well, for where it's going
to
take her.
Right.
She's
willing
to
do what she needs to do.
Even she has her limits.
Can I ask a
she
question?
She does not do old balls.
That's spinning off here. And I'm going to ask each one of you all individually, right?
Don't ask me that. No,
I am. You in love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you take a bid for somebody?
No. Hell to the
no. Why not?
I didn't do the crime.
No, I'm time out. You got three kids with them.
I didn't do the crime.
You didn't do the crime. So you just absolutely know.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I'm asking you, Doc. Would you take the bid for your girl to keep your family? No? What about you, Bruce?
Okay, let me break it down for you just like this, all right? I'm one of them people, I'm ride or die. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like if we on the same page, you ain't gonna be doing nothing that would cause me to have to take a bid.
But
for
they
you.
Were on the same page, remember?
Right. Which I'm saying, I would never be in that situation because as soon as I find out you're doing something illegal, you got to go. Yeah.
Buddy!
Holla!
No, okay.
Holla,
so,
holla,
so what's your question?
Holla.
If we both, like,
hey,
if we both are doing our dirt.
Yeah,
just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I won't take it either. I just gonna put it out there. I just wanted to put.
No, I mean, it's something to think about. It's like I'm living a white collar life, and she living a double life behind my back. We both, like I said, it could easily been him that got caught.
Yeah.
You know, so neither one of them, you know, have a clean hands, and so, I mean, that's something to think about.
Yeah.
It's not anything to think about.
Well, you
know, it's not. There's nothing to see here.
You ain't right.
Move along. There's nothing to see here. move on.
You ain't no Mallory to somebody's Mickey, so you don't worry about that.
I ain't about that life. Ever.
I'm not about that jail.
Ever.
Life. Yeah, no.
Ever.
Ever. Let me tell you something.
Ever,
if anybody I'm with ever goes to jail, they are dead to me.
Am I going
to
close it up for
I'm not gonna listen. I'm not gonna say. I'm not gonna say
that you're
dead.
I am
to
not
me.
Keeping it tight.
Listen.
Oh, so you?
I'm not closing
on some
listen,
other shit.
Listen. No, don't get it twisted. I'm not saving myself for you.
You ain't gonna save it for me.
No.
Not even for 30
no.
days. I'm only in the clink for 30
I don't
days.
Give a damn.
You give it away in 30 days, I guarantee we're going to have a problem. When I get out, I'm busting that door wide open. And I know how to kick a door in. I learned on the internet. They said you use the heel of your foot, and you kick that bitch by the lock. I learned it. I'm trying to tell you. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is you're not dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll write you. We can be pen pal.
You going to write me in 30 days? The mail ain't even going to get there.
You better think about your life choices. But I'm saying, I would still be cordial. But as far as a relationship,
yeah.
No, it's a wrap.
For real?
Because now, so what you're saying is I have to be in prison with you.
No.
Yes.
No.
What am I going to do?
Doing that time with that person.
I got a story to tell. Can I share?
No.
Okay.
It's a true story.
One of my old coworkers, it was on the news. Everybody's seen it, so it's public knowledge. Anybody that is listening to it right now.
What's
that,
their main name?
Shannon Lee.
Let me Google
she
it.
Was, she did a bit, like it was 6 months. She got 20 years. She's had to serve 6 months, but it's a 20-year sentence.
Is that L-E-E or L-E-I-G-N?
No, F-A-N-N-O-N-L-E-E and put in PG County fraud thing.
Oh, is this the Shannon Lee Realtor?
Yes.
Oh, is that her?
Is that her?
Carry on.
Okay.
Carry on. Go ahead. Hold on. Oh, that's the one that was written out the abandoned
house. Yeah.
Oh.
So you knew her.
I worked with her for 3 years.
Oh.
Now, my whole thing is...
Mm-hmm.
She, I assume, by the Washington Post and CNN and all
the other people
that have covered it, said that she had to serve 6 months in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she has a couple kids. Is it...
Oh, wait, I thought you were going to talk about who her... Wasn't her man somebody?
Oh, you about to go somewhere. You about to go somewhere. Go ahead.
I don't know. Her man was somebody or something. It was like her boyfriend or... One of their boyfriends was, I don't know, something happened. They were like, oh, that's so-and-so's boyfriend. And I was like, what?
Oh, you knew. You know him, too.
Come on.
See, that's a small world. It's a small world.
Let me tell you something. The reason why people tell me secrets is because I don't remember shit, okay?
Okay.
So I don't remember exactly what happened. I just remember that there was she was connected to somebody else who was also in the news for something.
Okay.
I
was going to use her as my example, as my cookie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a reason that, you know what I'm saying, would you wait? But she knows a whole different segue.
Okay, but
yeah,
let's go back to your cookie.
So would it be bad for her husband? Okay, all right, there it goes.
I'm sorry, bad for her husband to what?
I don't know. She just said yes, so I just, just left it alone.
Yes. It's bad.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna serve a penalty with you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna move on with my life.
Yeah.
After 6 months?
Listen, no.
I said 30 days, and she told me no.
Yeah. See, because if you...
Now, if it was a traffic infraction...
If it's a traffic infraction, that's traffic different. Crime. But if it's anything that's... If it's a felony, anything that's real serious, yeah, no. I'm sorry.
Let's get serious.
Mm-hmm. I see. But, yeah, that's you know, yeah.
She did some dirt.
Oh, you
dang,
did what
he said? Oh, like, everybody
did
everything.
Sheesh. Trying to tell you. She used to work in my office. So we're going to mind our business now. You live longer that way. After I hadn't said it on the
right. After you didn't put it out there. Her name is
L-E-E. All you got to do is Google. If you know how to spell, you can find it. It's out there. I didn't write it.
Okay, I can't be on Facebook.
Yeah. People tell her all the... Listen, you could tweet about what's going on Empire without telling what's going on Empire. I need y'all to learn how to...
Facebook etiquette.
Facebook etiquette, or just how to be subtle. Not, damn, she didn't have to shoot him in the face like that. Man, come on.
Yeah, they, whole entire life.
And then sometimes I'm watching at the same time.
That's why you can't be on Facebook while
sometimes I'm watching at the same time. Okay, we're going to go back to you. But sometimes I'm watching at the same time, but I'll be on like a 10-minute delay because I like to fast forward through the commercials.
Yeah.
So just, I mean, like, come on. Get your life.
Yeah.
Carry on.
All right, so pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces.
So is there a recipe?
No, everybody's different. You can't say first.
You can go get your Steve Harvey books and your what's that other guy named that
They had a menu.
No.
Go read
a bunch of Farrah Gray so you can kill yourself.
A bunch of Farrah Gray. Get yourself together if you want to.
But do you agree that acceptance is part of it? Like
I mean,
you have to accept it, right?
It's like the stages of grief, though. It's like
there's
the stages.
Seven of them.
The seven stages of grief.
Yeah.
You can stay on one stage for a long time, and you can also revert back to previous stages of grief.
Oh, we got to Google that. But like there are seven. Like, and you can stay on one for a long period of time, and you move to the next one, and then you can revert back to the previous one. And, like, there's nothing the matter with that. Like, the whole thing is, like, it depends on
who you ask. Sometimes they're five stages,
which is
denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then acceptance.
All right, so,
and some people just remain in denial.
Let Wikipedia tell it.
So my Google skills ain't good enough for you?
Because she was going over it.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, you just like to talk over people tonight. So I'm going to just turn my microphone off. Have at it.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
She dropped it like Randy. Beyonce Watson. Did it when she announced her pregnancy.
Sir.
All right, so I didn't know.
Wikipedia, no, according to your Wikipedia knowledge, carry on.
No, I'm going to get it. Denial is one.
Mm-hmm.
Anger is a second.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was. Go ahead.
Listen. Bargaining
mm-hmm.
is a third. Depression is fourth. Acceptance is fifth. And as Bree was saying, it could be five.
Okay, so the seven stages of grief. Shock and denial, pain and guilt, which I think is very important because I think everybody feels just a little bit guilty no matter who at fault.
Mm.
That is in finger quotes, by the way, at fault.
Some of them don't.
They don't admit it, but there's a brief moment of, did I do the right thing?
No.
Let's go get drunk. Okay.
I don't think that
depression.
Anger, bargaining, depression, reflection, loneliness, the upward turn, reconstruction of working through, and then acceptance and hope. Those are the formal seven steps. But
those are the ones I learned.
Yeah.
I would think acceptance would be on the top one or two though.
Say what?
No, acceptance is the end. That's the last stage.
Yes. That's when you're over. You can let go. You can close the door. It's done at that point. But like I said, you can be in stage three and revert back to stage two. Like, it's not like, okay, you're going to be in stage two for 2 weeks, stage three for a month, stage four for 2 weeks. Nah, it's just like...
I mean, the recipe is there. How long it take you to make the cake is up to you.
Yeah.
But you know, okay, like some people... they're processing. It is something may be said, or they may see somebody, and that just brings up an old memory. Like you said, they may revert back to.
But as long as you keep pressing forward and you don't decide, I feel in pain and I feel guilty, so I'm just going to be painful and guilty for the rest of my life. That's just dumb.
I just look at it from...
Because like guess who moved on and got a younger girlfriend? Oh, huh? What?
You but it, it's... you know, there's certain things that are subconscious that, that can just make you go back into certain things like, boom, I mean, Valentine's Day. Damn.
You gotta be a robot with a block of ice for a heart to not think about somebody that meant so much to you for so long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, whether that means you got to get with them as soon as you think about them, no. But you got to be pretty ice damn cold to not ever think about the person. You ain't got to say that you're thinking about them, but you ain't...
Admit to yourself that you think.
Right. Be real or be still. You know you're thinking about them. Just say it and get over it. Move on, whatever. But don't try to act like, oh... Honestly, the people that act like they're never hurt, those be the bitterest ones, man.
Yeah.
I know a whole group of dudes, be those two, that just swear they ice cold. And I'm like, no, you're
I'm good.
Bitter.
I'm straight. No,
you
I'm,
just better.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm about to go to movies tonight. I'm straight. You want to die on the inside.
You just better?
So, with
why didn't I just stay off Facebook? I just saw something I need to see, but I already knew that.
All right, so with these seven stages, can both of you all say that you actually gone through these seven stages? I mean.
I definitely have. Because like I said, I'm a person that is very self reflective. So yeah, I went through shock. I went through shock because I couldn't believe I was like, yeah, you gotta go. Pain and guilt happened for a while. I don't know about anger and bargaining.
But you said that you were angry because you were broken with over the phone.
You like two relationships ago, sir.
I'm asking, have you ever gone through these several stages? It doesn't matter when, but have you?
I'm going through the stages anyway.
Okay.
Depression, yeah. The upward turn. The upward turn for me just came. So, yeah. I'm at acceptance. Well, I've been at I've always been hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
But the upward turn really just came for me, like, fully just recently.
You never felt like, I ain't ever going to find love. Why me? What was me?
For like 5 minutes, and then I looked in the mirror and was like, ha-ha, I was tripping. Hi, D.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Ms.
Welcome to Among Friends.
Yeah. I went through them all. But, I think because I'm someone who really tries to get to the root of the issue throughout the relationship, I feel like I go through all of the stages of grief or whatever prior to the end.
Not each time, but
right.
as it progresses or as it
right.
gets to the end, you've already started working on it.
Right.
Yeah, no.
And so then when it so when I finally say, you know what, no more, I'm already at acceptance and hope for a better relationship, whatever.
That's plausible. Because, I mean, like, there's a lot of that you can share, like, even how you get there, because I honestly don't even know how to tell somebody how to get there.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. No, like that's something.
Breathing know what's going on.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's something that you should really, like, share with the masses, because, I mean, like, even with the way you can put it into perspective, where you can break it down so much faster.
Everybody is that reasonable not everybody is that analytical in the moment.
But then you can also just share the process, though. So
well, see, but, and I'm going to tell you this, if there's anything that I can share with anybody about the relationships and being able to move on is being honest with yourself. And
number one.
And if you're going to be, while you're being honest, to really move in that. Don't be like, yeah, I know, I'm being a dumbass. And then you go back and sit back in all of that mess. It's, I'm a dumbass and I need to move. Because I remember a conversation that I was having with my ex. And we were talking because we became friendly again, you know, so we were cool because at first it was forget you, blah, 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 so forth and so on. You should have thought about that before you did, blah, blah, blah. And it's like he was really angry. And the whole time I was saying, I still love you. You know, we're still friends. We should be better. We should be better than that. I'm not that chick. You know what I'm saying? We were friends before all of this. Anywho. And we were talking, we were laughing, joking about something. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to be honest with my feelings with you right now. I miss you. And he said, well, you the one who wanted this. And I was like, you're right. And I stand by my decision.
Hello.
And I'm okay. I do miss you, but I'm okay with where I am versus getting back into all of that where I'm doing dumb stuff. So it's you being, the first key is being honest about the situation. Looking at everything that you've gone through and saying, okay, look in the mirror, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that part right there about looking in the mirror, that to me is what proved to me that I did the right thing when I broke up with one of my exes or whatever, how he handled it in the end and how in his reflection on the relationship, I was still the bad guy.
I'm still the bad guy too.
So that, but that to me was like, you've done no self-reflection. If you really think that after all I did for this relationship and for you, you know, while we were in the relationship. And I'm not a tit for tat kind of person, but if you can really look at all of the things that I did and still feel like I'm the bad guy in this, and you had nothing to do with it, you were blindsided even after I told you in no uncertain terms you were losing me. Like, we didn't need to be together anyway because we weren't even viewing the relationship the same. You didn't even see what I saw in this relationship You didn't even feel how I felt. If if all of a sudden you think you were blindsided, like, that means that you weren't even reflective in the relationship. You were just there. And whatever happened, happened. So to me, that just kind of confirmed that this wasn't somebody that I needed to spend my life with because I was going to spend my life trying to hold up a mirror, he didn't want to see it.
Right.
So first step, be honest. Second step, stop making excuses.
That's part of being honest, though, right?
Not necessarily.
Because you, in order to be honest, but you can't make excuses.
No, that's not true. You can be like, man, that was really dumb. That's honest. But then you're like, but that's making an excuse.
And it could also be true. You know, like, well, he did. Okay, perfect example. So, he wasn't ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, for this to work, I'm going to need, because he was working at night. And I was like, mm-hmm, I need you to work during the day. He did that. There were still problems. You know what I'm saying? So, but I was making excuses because I would say, well, he did change his schedule for me. Listen, broad, he ain't the one.
Mm-hmm.
All this extra you doing.
Sometimes you need a tough love. Like, look, man, you're messing up.
Right.
You're killing yourself slowly messing around with this person.
Can I say one thing?
That's
all we got time for.
I appreciate you all allowing me back in tonight. And, you know, it was great conversing with you all.
Miss you, man.
Great reunion. Glad to meet you, Bree.
You too.
Yeah.
Are you gonna give me a bro hug?
I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and close out this show and just D signing off.
I need you.
All right, so thank you for tuning in. Thank you to Miss Ebony for calling in. And Miss Ebony, we would love to hear from you week in and week out.
Right.
Yes, that was awesome, Ebony. Thank you.
Appreciate you coming. All right. Well, y'all know how we do. Every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. to 9:30, we're here talking about love, life, relationships, and everything under the sun. We have an opinion, and this is an experience. So meet us back here next week, 8 p.m.
I'm in charge.
I don't know what she's going to talk about.
Oh, it's coming. Don't you holla.
Right.
We'll see ya.
Okay. Oh, I got to pick somebody up from Southern Avenue.
Oh, that's what I get. Ow. Oh, bitch. He about to pick up his snow bunny. That's what he doing. He going to get that. Ow.
No, did y'all go to the grocery store, though, just in case this thing is a monster?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they
I can walk to the grocery store from my house. I'll be all
right. I don't have as yet. Is liquor. Condom. Is liquor store right?
Yeah.
How y'all have liquor? I got a damn wine.
Ma'am, where my locker? Ma'am.
Uh-oh.
While you were sending all them messages, you should have sent me a message about that damn vodka. That joint, I got a little bar cart. It's underneath there, so I'll never go under it.
Thanks for letting me be a part of it tonight.
I wanna thank you.
Good
seeing you, dog. Good
to
see you. What's happening?
I know, man. Thank you, dog. Thank you, man.
All right. Yeah, everything good. It was great meeting you, sweetheart. I'll see you again.
All right.
All right, so I'll let y'all critique y'all show. Give me a call, D.
All right.
And B, you can help me too.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for letting me.
Somebody said, hell no, I'm not even visiting you in jail.
Damn, that's funny. Cool, man.
That's funny. Well, we have people listening.
They talk about no money to my commissary.
Wow, where did Ashley Watson come from, though?
Yeah,
I don't know where she came from.
She might need to come sit down with us.
Well, it was because I was posting. Sir, you had 2 weeks. We need you to be able to post questions. So that we can be prompting people to answer the questions.